Theology of Impunity, Lessons from Paraguay. This week's story examines how clerical sexual abuse and broader abuses of power in Paraguay, and across Catholic Latin America, are sustained not by isolated perpetrators, but by entrenched systems of ecclesiastical and state impunity. The article argues that impunity is actively produced through theology, bureaucracy, geography, and economic discipline, shaping a theology of impunity. Paraguay has long occupied a symbolic place in Latin American Catholic memory, often associated with missionary resistance and the defense of First Nations communities. Yet over the last two decades, that narrative has fractured. Like much of Catholic Latin America, Paraguay has increasingly functioned as a refuge for clergy with known histories of abuse. Bishops from Latin America, Europe, North America, and Rome have repeatedly transferred problematic priests to regions with weaker oversight, reframing these moves as missionary or development work. The story marks a turning point in the series by introducing a new primary document, a two-page letter dated February 3, 2026, written by 14 lay members of the San Blas Loma Pita parish in Asunción. Addressed not to the media but to the Superior General of the Missionary Oblates of Mary Immaculate, the letter functions as an internal SOS. It documents authoritarian leadership, economic coercion, retaliation against dissent, and gender-based misconduct by the parish pastor, oblate priest Zenon Baracani. The signatories bypassed the local and regional hierarchy, a rare and risky move in Latin American Catholic life, underscoring both the severity of the crisis and the fear of reprisal. The letter reframes the investigation. The crisis is no longer only about victims waiting in silence. It is about lay Catholics breaking that silence from within canonical structures. The complaints describe a parish transformed into an economic extraction site, with threats of school expulsion for unpaid fees despite the parish and its school benefiting from tax exemptions and public subsidies. The mistreatment of a permanent deacon who survived a stroke further illustrates how vulnerability is punished rather than cared for. This internal rupture provides critical context for the continued rehabilitation of Rafael Fleitas Lopez, a Paraguayan oblate priest whom the series has tracked since 2024. Despite an unresolved abuse accusation in General Artigas, Fleitas Lopez was quietly moved across borders and later reintegrated into parish life in Asunción. His case exemplifies a double void, canonical silence from the church and administrative neglect from the Paraguayan state, which together have imposed profound costs on victims and their families. The article deepens its analysis by placing the lay letter alongside the public actions of Cardinal Adalberto Martinez Flores. On the same day the letter was signed, the cardinal presided over a mass whose homily condemning abuse, trafficking, and exploitation, while concelebrating mass with Fleitas Lopez and publicly identifying him as active clergy. The piece does not speculate about intent but highlights the structural contradiction between public discourse and institutional practice. The piece concludes that predators are not lone wolves or rotten apples, but byproducts of lax, opaque ecclesiastical and state systems. The courage of the 14 lay signatories represents an ordinary miracle, an attempt to puncture the void of silence from below. Their action, like the ongoing struggle of victims' families, underscores the central claim of the series: impunity is not accidental. It is produced, justified, and maintained by interlocking structures of belief, administration, and power.